Hello everyone. I'm really glad you're here today. I want to talk about something many people feel, but don't like to say out loud. You want to succeed. You have big dreams. You imagine a better future for yourself. But when it's time to work, you feel tired, lazy, or distracted. Your bed feels too comfortable. Your phone feels more interesting. And suddenly, nothing gets done. If this sounds like you, don't worry. You're not broken. You're not weak. You're human. Many people are ambitious, but feel lazy at the same time. They want success, but action feels heavy. Today, I want to help you understand why this happens and how you can move forward in a simple and gentle way. Let me ask you a question. What is your biggest goal right now? Maybe you want to learn English better. Maybe you want a better job. Maybe you want to get healthy. Maybe you want to start something new. You can probably see that future clearly in your mind. You imagine yourself confident, successful, and proud. It feels good to think about. But then real life begins. You sit down to work, and suddenly you remember a message you need to check. Or you decide to clean your desk first. Or you start watching videos about how to be productive instead of actually doing the work. This is where many people get stuck. The problem is not that you don't care. The problem is that your brain feels overwhelmed. Big goals look exciting, but they also look scary. When your brain sees too many steps, it wants to escape. It wants comfort. It wants something easy and familiar. That's why scrolling on your phone feels so attractive. It's easy. There is no effort. Think about it like this. Imagine someone tells you to run a very long race right now, without training. Just start. Your body and mind would panic. You wouldn't feel motivated. You would want to avoid it. Big goals feel the same way to your brain. So instead of pushing harder, we need to think smarter. We need to make starting feel easy. One simple trick that helps a lot is changing how you plan your day. Most people write long to-do lists. These lists show everything you have not done yet. When you look at them, you feel pressure. You feel behind before you even start. There is another way. Instead of writing what you need to do, try writing your day as if it already happened. For example, instead of writing, "Study English for 1 hour," you write, "I studied English for 1 hour and felt good about it." Instead of writing, "Work on my project," you write, "I worked on my project and made progress." This small change is powerful. When you write in this way, your brain feels calm. It feels possible. It feels like success is already close. This makes it easier to begin. If writing about a full day feels too much, make it even smaller. Write just one sentence. "I completed one important task today." That's enough. Starting small is not failure. Starting small is smart. Now, let's talk about another problem. Sometimes you start, but the work feels boring. And when something feels boring, you avoid it. The truth is, most important things are not exciting all the time. Studying, cleaning, working, practicing. These things can feel dull. So instead of forcing yourself, try to make the task more enjoyable. You can play music while you work. You can change your place. You can make a cup of tea or coffee. Small changes can make a boring task feel lighter. You can also turn work into a simple game. Set a timer for 10 minutes. Tell yourself, "I will focus until the timer ends." 10 minutes feels easy. Most of the time, once you start, you keep going. Another helpful idea is rewards. You can say, "After I finish this task, I will rest for 5 minutes." Your brain likes rewards. This makes work feel fair. Now, let's talk about something very important. Many people stop working because they don't finish what they start. They begin something, then leave it half done. That unfinished task stays in their mind. It creates guilt and stress. Your brain does not like unfinished things. Once you start, your mind wants to complete it. You can use this to your advantage. Instead of telling yourself, "I need to finish this," tell yourself, "I will just start." Write one sentence. Open the book. Read one page. That's it. Once you start, your brain often pulls you forward. One small action leads to another. Another reason people feel lazy is because they are busy but not productive. They answer messages. They organize files. They check notifications. At the end of the day, they feel tired, but nothing important is done. Being busy is not the same as moving forward. It's important to ask yourself, is this helping my goal? If the answer is no, it may be a distraction. One more thing I want to talk about is fear. Many people avoid work because they are afraid of doing it badly. They want to be perfect. When they are not perfect, they stop. This is very common. The truth is, everyone is bad at something in the beginning. Progress comes from practice, not perfection. It helps to do something just for fun. Something where you don't care about results. When you allow yourself to be bad, you become free to learn. Over time, this mindset helps you in other areas too. Lastly, try to think about the person you want to become. Ask yourself, what would my future self do in this moment? Would that person start now, even if it's small? Would that person choose action over comfort? You don't need to become that person one day. You start becoming that person today with small choices. You don't need more motivation. You need easier starts. You need kinder thinking. Small steps, done often, change everything. All right, let's keep going. There is something important I want you to understand about motivation. Motivation does not come first. Action comes first. Many people wait to feel motivated, but motivation is like a visitor. It comes and goes. If you wait for it, you may wait forever. Action, even small action, creates motivation. When you do one small thing, your brain feels progress. Progress feels good. That good feeling gives you energy to do the next small thing. This is how momentum is built. Not with big plans, but with tiny actions. Think about a day when you felt proud of yourself. Maybe you didn't do everything, but you did something meaningful. That feeling did not come from thinking, it came from doing. So instead of asking, "How do I feel today?" ask, "What small action can I take right now?" Even 5 minutes matters. Another reason people feel lazy is because they are tired, not lazy. Many people don't rest properly. They sleep late. They use their phone before bed. Their mind is always busy. When the body is tired, the brain looks for easy comfort. Rest is not a reward. Rest is a need. If you want to be productive, you must respect your energy. Try to sleep better. Try to slow down at night. Even small improvements in rest can change how you feel during the day. Also, notice how you talk to yourself. If you say, "I am lazy," your brain believes it. If you say, "I always fail," your brain accepts it. Words matter. Try changing your inner voice. Instead of saying, "I am lazy," say, "I am learning how to manage my energy." Instead of saying, "I can't do this," say, "This is hard, but I can try." This is not lying to yourself. This is being fair to yourself. Another powerful idea is to lower the pressure. Many people stop working because they put too much pressure on themselves. They say, "I must do this perfectly," or "I must finish everything today." This pressure makes the task feel heavy. You don't need perfect days. You need consistent days. It's okay to have slow days. It's okay to feel off sometimes. What matters is that you return. You don't quit. Consistency is quiet. It does not look exciting, but it builds strong results over time. Now let's talk about environment. Your environment shapes your behavior more than your willpower. If your phone is always near you, you will check it. If your workspace is messy, your mind feels messy. Try to make your environment support you.
Put your phone away when you work.
Keep your desk simple. Prepare your tools before you start. These small changes reduce effort. When effort is low, action becomes easier.
You don't need strong discipline. You need smart design.
Another thing that helps a lot is having a simple routine. Not a strict schedule, just a flow. For example, maybe every morning you do one small learning activity. It could be reading one page, listening to something, or writing a few lines. When something becomes part of your routine, it stops feeling like a decision. You don't argue with yourself. You just do it. Decisions use energy. Routines save energy. If you struggle to start, attach your task to something you already do. For example, after drinking tea, study for 5 minutes. After breakfast, read one page. This makes habits easier to build. Now let's talk about comparison. Many people feel lazy because they compare themselves to others. They see people online who look successful, busy, and confident. Then they feel small and behind. Remember this. You only see a small part of other people's lives. You don't see their struggles, doubts, or slow days. Comparison steals energy. Focus brings energy back.
Your journey is yours. Your pace is yours. The only person you need to improve from is your past self.
Another idea that helps is to forgive yourself quickly. If you miss a day, don't punish yourself. Don't say, "I ruined everything." Just return the next day.
One missed a day does not destroy progress. Quitting does.
Be kind, but stay committed.
Sometimes, it also helps to remember why you started. Not the big dream, but the feeling. Maybe you want freedom. Maybe you want confidence. Maybe you want peace.
When work feels heavy, reconnect with that feeling. Let it guide you gently. And if everything feels too much, slow down even more. Sit quietly for a moment. Breathe. Ask yourself, what is one small helpful thing I can do right now?
That answer is enough.
You don't need to change your whole life today. You just need to move one step.
Ambition does not mean working all the time. It means caring about your future. Laziness does not mean you don't care. It often means you care so much that you feel stuck.
The goal is not to fight yourself. The goal is to understand yourself. When you work with your mind instead of against it, things become easier. Small steps, kind thoughts, gentle effort. That's how progress grows. Let's keep this feeling calm and real. I want to talk about patience now. This is something many ambitious people struggle with. You want results fast. You want change now. When it doesn't happen quickly, you feel disappointed. And then you stop trying. But real growth is slow, very slow. Think about learning English. You don't wake up fluent one day. You learn one word, then another. You make mistakes. You forget, you repeat. And one day, without noticing, you understand more than before. Progress often happens quietly. If you keep looking for big results every day, you will feel lazy and unmotivated. But if you look for small wins, you will feel encouraged. A small win can be reading one page. A small win can be understanding one sentence better. These things matter. Another important thing is direction. Many people work hard but feel lost. They do many things, but they don't know why. This creates tiredness. When you don't have direction, even small tasks feel heavy.
Try to keep one clear focus.
Not 10 goals, just one main focus.
If your focus is learning English, then every small action connected to that goal has meaning. When action has meaning, it feels lighter.
Now let's talk about distractions again, because this is a big problem today.
Phones, apps, videos, messages,
They are designed to keep your attention. It's not your fault if you feel distracted. But you can protect yourself. You don't need to remove everything. Just create small rules. For example, no phone for the first 30 minutes of the day. Or no phone while studying. Or check messages only at certain times. These rules are not punishment. They are protection. When your attention is protected, your energy stays with you. Another thing that helps is writing your thoughts down. When your mind feels full, it's hard to focus. Take a pen and paper and write everything that's in your head. Worries, tasks, ideas, all of it. Once it's on paper, your mind feels lighter. You don't need to solve everything. Just take it out of your head. Let's also talk about identity. If you see yourself as lazy, you will act lazy. If you see yourself as someone who tries, even a little, your actions change. Try saying this to yourself.
I am someone who shows up even when it's hard. You don't need to believe it fully at first. Just repeat it gently. Over time, your actions will follow.
Another helpful idea is to stop waiting for the perfect time. There is no perfect time. There will always be noise, problems, and excuses. The best time is imperfect time. Do it tired. Do it unsure. Do it messy. Action does not need perfect conditions. Now, I want to talk about balance. Working hard does not mean ignoring your life. If you only work and never enjoy, you will burn out. If you only enjoy and never work, you will feel empty. Balance is not equal hours. Balance is listening to your needs.
Some days you need rest. Some days you need discipline. Learning to feel the difference is important.
Also, remember that motivation can come from others. Listening to positive voices, learning from people who encourage you, and spending time with supportive people helps a lot.
But don't depend on motivation alone. Build habits that carry you even on low days.
One last thing I want to say is this. You are not behind. Everyone moves at a different speed. Some people start early, some people start late. What matters is that you start.
Your ambition is a gift. Your struggle does not cancel it. If you feel lazy, don't judge yourself. Get curious. Ask why. Adjust gently. Try again. Small steps, repeated with patience, create big change.
Today, do one small thing for your future. That's enough. Thank you for staying with me and listening. Take care of yourself, be kind to your mind, and keep moving forward, slowly, honestly, and with purpose.